Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today, who's enjoying a nice day off. Alongside Alex Curry, thank you for joining us on this beautiful Friday. Just a casual Friday. Not a whole lot going on.
This whole week.
I hate being that guy, but this feels like the craziest March ever.
But in the best way.
Oh, no, absolutely. I love it.
The craziest, best March. There hasn't been a day off where something big hasn't happened.
No, and there's still a lot more to watch and wait for. We're going to wait and see where Deshaun Watson ends up. Jimmy Garoppolo hasn't been traded yet. Baker Mayfield wants out. What happens with that? There's so many more things that can happen in this free agency period that has already been insane. Of course, the tournament is going on, and yes, I, with you, with 95% of the country, picked Kentucky to win that game, which we will talk about later. But it's been a fun tournament so far. Iowa as well was my sleeper to go pretty far. So that's on me.
That's on me too.
Not a good choice there. I had Kentucky in my Final Four. You had Iowa in your Final Four.
I had Iowa in my Final Four. That one hurt. That happened during my show yesterday. Like, lost during the show. Like, don't react.
Okay.
I'm telling you to bet on him, and then it doesn't work.
That's how the tournament goes. You did a really great reel with all of us asking our strategies for filling out our brackets.
It's madness.
It is. That's why they call it that. And I told you, I do a little research.
Yep.
The rest is my gut.
Yep.
And then I live guilt-free because everyone's bracket's going to bust. It's sort of that thing like fantasy football where no one cares, but we're all going through the same thing, so we kind of care.
Everyone cares.
So we suffer together.
Yeah.
But we do watch a lot of great basketball, and it was a fun day yesterday. We have an absolute packed show today. Mary Kay Cabot is joining us.
Yes.
Oh, I have questions for her. I have some questions for her. Will Blackman is going to join us. Sheree Burris. We'll talk more about the tournament. Jordan Schultz. He will be in studio with us. And JC Jackson of the LA Chargers will join us later in the show. We'll break down the free agency moves. Very crazy winners and losers. And as I said, every bracket is busted. So we can just enjoy the rest of the tournament now. Actually, if your bracket isn't busted, let me know, because you've got to be the only person left after yesterday. But let's start with huge news out of Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers will no longer be throwing to Devontae Adams. I don't think
that Rodgers is a postseason quarterback. I don't think they're real Super Bowl contenders. I don't think the Packers are as good at the football business as they get credit for, and I don't think that these moves will age well. The internet had some fun with this news last night. If you were on Twitter, the memes were flying around. The Green Bay Packers traded Devontae Adams to the Las Vegas Raiders for a first and a second round pick in the 2022 NFL draft. Now, did they get what he's worth back? Those are good picks, yes, but they also gained $20 million in cap space by dealing him because he was on the franchise tag, but they lost the best receiver in the NFL. 238 passes caught, 29 touchdowns over the last two seasons. So replacing someone like Devontae Adams is more than a tall task. It's basically impossible. And this move aside, I already felt like the Packers were not going to be in the Super Bowl conversation last year. In fact, I think that the way that the Packers season ended is not getting the criticism that it properly deserves. It was a total, utter collapse of catastrophic proportions, not just because of all of the drama, which I do think adds an extra layer to their season. When you have the back-to-back MVP, when you have the roster that the Packers had, when you're the number one seed in the NFC and it ends that way, and then you essentially try to run it back again after the amount of evidence that we've seen from Aaron Rodgers in the postseason since the Super Bowl, I just feel like this is it. I felt like if Aaron Rodgers stayed, this was going to be his legacy. Do you all have a chance to win a Super Bowl if you have Aaron Rodgers on your team? Of course. But when you have a certain amount of evidence, when you have a sample size of a significant amount, and you consistently see things over and over and over again, and as we know, each team is different year to year, you have to start making some healthy assumptions about how things are going. At this point, the Jordan Love pick might go down as one of the worst draft picks in the history of the NFL when you consider all of the fallout that came from it. And I was originally on Aaron Rodgers' side with that. I thought it was egregious the way that the Green Bay Packers handled it, which is why I mentioned a few moments ago. I don't think that the Packers get criticized properly, get critiqued properly. I don't think they're as good at the business side of football as they get credit for. They're a great brand, a huge brand, amazing fan base. But do they do enough winning for the praise that they get? I don't think that they do. And I don't think Aaron Rodgers gets critiqued for the postseason performances that he has the way that other quarterbacks would get critiqued. And now you lose Devontae Adams. So where does this leave you? Who is he throwing to? We saw in the playoffs this year, he didn't trust anyone else that was there. So what weapons do you have? How did you improve this offseason? All you really did was bring Aaron Rodgers back with a new contract. Sorry to our radio listeners, but these are the Packers receivers under contract right now. Alan Lazard, Randall Cobb, Amari Rodgers, Malik Taylor. No disrespect, but Devontae Adams is the best receiver in the league. That's why he just got the contract that he got. But they are not in they're not really in the Super Bowl conversation. Will they win their division? Probably. That's nice. Will they get a home field advantage? Probably. That's nice. They'll probably win another 13 games. And that's wonderful. And Aaron Rodgers is back-to-back MVP, and he's an incredible talent and a first ballot Hall of Famer, and no one is denying how great he is. But the postseason has to matter when you have this level of talent and when you have the expectations that you have. And when you lose someone like Devontae Adams, I can't just in good faith keep considering you to be real contenders. I saw how the season ended with him there. Now he's not there. How do you replace that talent? Wide receivers are an absolute premium at this point in the NFL. The way that the game has changed, you have to have a number one wide receiver. Now, it seems as if he didn't want to be there anymore, and that is why he is now with the Raiders. I think some of this probably started last year when they didn't get a deal done, which is, again, on the front office and not entirely on Aaron Rodgers. So that's where I am with the Green Bay Packers right now. I felt like if Aaron stayed, they were out of the Super Bowl conversation to begin with, sort of after the way the season ended, I guess, because Aaron staying or going wasn't going to change what this roster was, the salary cap situation that they were in, and what they were going to be able to do moving forward. Maybe I could have been swayed if Devontae stayed, but he is gone, and that is a talent you cannot afford to lose in today's NFL. So moving forward, We'll see. They'll win some games. They'll make some regular season noise. Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure, will be on his roller coaster of emotions and quotes. And personally, I'm off. I've exited. I'm getting off of the Ferris wheel. Whatever ride Aaron Rodgers had us on, now that we have the answers, I'm off of it. And I'm also off the Green Bay Packers being serious contenders. You have to evaluate where you are. And unless they make some move that is under the rug, and listen, this has been a wild free agency period. Maybe they have something up their sleeve. I don't see it, and I don't see them as true contenders next year with the way that the roster's set up, and Aaron Rodgers at this point is not a postseason quarterback. The numbers reflect it, and at some point, we have to just accept that that's what it is. Can he potentially win again? Of course. They're a championship-winning organization, but it's been a while. And his playoff numbers are nothing to write home about. Again, 7-9 the playoffs since winning the Super Bowl, 63.8 completion percentage, 96.5 passer rating. We can look at the numbers, we can look at the results, and have an honest conversation about where the Packers are and what Aaron Rodgers has been in the postseason. All right, Baker Mayfield. So the drama continues. Baker Mayfield never understood the assignment. Never understood the assignment. So he is a cautionary tale at this point of what the standard is for quarterbacks in today's era of power with franchise quarterbacks. This is what you don't do if you come in as the number one overall pick and you're a franchise quarterback. First of all, you only have as much power as your talent. We all know that. The tolerance and the talent are on a constant scale. And when one leans the other way, things start to change and the dynamics in the room are different. Getting along with people is generally a smart way to go through life. It's fun to be feisty. Believe me, I've had plenty of battles. But at some point, as an adult, as a grown-up, you find that things just go easier if you just try to get along with people. Just try to make things a little smoother. You don't have to get a beer with everyone you work with. Just get along. Find a way to make things work. Find a way to make the room a little lighter. When you're the franchise quarterback, you also can't ride out every day with that whole underdog story. Nobody believes in me. I always have to overcome. You're the number one pick in the NFL draft and a Heisman Trophy winner. The whole underdog story, you can keep that for the gym, for when you're lifting weights and such, but your persona has to adjust. When you're on every other commercial, I don't need to hear about your underdog story. You've arrived. Now you have to move differently. Now the expectations for your behavior is different. Now your responsibilities are different. You're not overcoming. You're not walking on. You're a franchise quarterback. You represent a $1 billion organization. And you speak for thousands of other people in the building. You represent the energy in the building. And that's why Baker never understood the assignment. So where are we now? He's asked for a trade. He's requested a trade from the Browns, told Schefter it's in the best interests of both sides for Cleveland to split with their quarterback. It's in the mutual interest of both sides for us to move on. The relationship has gone too far to mend. We have to move on. However, the Browns have informed Baker Mayfield they are not accommodating his request. What does that mean? That's the biggest tell in this whole situation. Matthew Stafford asks to leave. They oblige him. Russell Wilson asks to leave. Where is he now? The Denver Broncos. Those are franchise quarterbacks. Those are guys that did everything they could in the building to make things easier, even when they were losing. Those are guys that overcame. Go Hawks. Represented the organization. Didn't fight with reporters. Those things matter. People remember that stuff. So when you ask for a trade, they say, you know what? We're not going to fight with you. We're not going to make things ugly. We're not going to live in dysfunction. You can move on. We'll figure it out. Are the Seahawks in a better situation without Russell Wilson? No, they are not. Are the Lions in a better situation? Not really, even with Jared Goff, which was a pretty good trade. Them not accommodating Baker's requests for a trade is the biggest tell in all of this. Because they're willing to say, you're not that good to ask for a trade. And he's not. When you look at the entirety of Baker's career, when you really look at the numbers, he has had one good season. It's right there, 2020. Now, we're not just going to take that out. He does have talent. He does have capabilities. When he is healthy, when the roster is great, he can win. We've seen it. It's right there. But when anything is shaky, when everything starts to fall apart, what happens? So the entirety of his career means he's a completely average quarterback, which is what the Browns just told you. Not just because they were talking about and trying to get Deshaun Watson, but because he asked for a trade and they said no. What are you going to do? What if we start Case Keenum and he gets us to the playoffs? That's the worst case scenario for Baker Mayfield. That means you're just the same as your backup. So do I think that Baker Mayfield is a starting quarterback in the league? Yes. Is he going to get another opportunity somewhere? Yes. But self-awareness goes a long way. And trust me, I've had plenty of years where I had absolutely no self-awareness whatsoever. I was a jerk. My brother will happily tell you, anyone who knows me in my early 20s, unbearable, okay? But I did not have control of a billion-dollar organization. I did not represent thousands of people. At some point, you've got to understand the assignment. You've got to step up and be a franchise guy. Asking for a trade because things got spicy, it's just not how it's going to work. You've got to fight your way through, use that underdog mentality at home, and figure out a way to represent the organization properly in front of the camera and on the field. All right, loaded show today. Mary Kay Cabot, we will talk a lot more about what's going on in Cleveland and how this will all play out. Will Blackman, Jordan Schultz, Sheree Burris, and JC Jackson later. Of course, Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd alongside Alex Curry. Where should Deshaun Watson end up? That's next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today, enjoying a day off alongside Alex Curry. Great day in the tournament yesterday. Lots of free agency news and moves. It's been a wild March.
It's been a great week. It's perfect for us. We'll just put it that way. The madness is perfect for our business.
Colin and I talk about it all the time. We are huge fans of anarchy.
Yep.
And it has been nothing but anarchy for the last couple of weeks, really.
Chaos.
Absolute chaos. And I root for chaos always. So Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer is going to join us in about 10 minutes. I have lots of questions for her about this Baker Mayfield situation. He has gone back at her publicly. And that was pretty much when I was out on the whole situation. And that was the last straw for me. But we will ask her about everything that's going on internally there. We are also waiting for Deshaun Watson news, of course, because he has reportedly narrowed his choices down to the Saints and the Falcons. There were some other teams in the mix. The Browns were obviously in that, which is why the Baker situation has become what it is. They were informed that they are no longer in it. Carolina is out. So it is now down reportedly to the Saints and the Falcons. He obviously didn't play last season, and we all know why. He has been will not have criminal charges, but still has 22 civil cases that are being pursued right now. So there is still some legal situations that need to be sorted out, as well as if there will be any suspension and how long that is. But these teams are moving forward regardless, and he is going to end up being traded likely to one of these teams. And I personally feel like in this situation, these are two incomplete teams. So what do we do? What do we do, Alex, when we're trying to make a big decision?
You make a pros and cons list.
That's what we do.
I do it for everything.
I'm not actually a huge pros and cons list person.
No?
Well, because I'm an overthinker. And then it's the same as I
overanalyze.
It's how I do my March Madness bracket.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of research and then I go, oh my God.
And then just that one.
Exactly.
There we go.
Whatever feels good is that how I end up making that decision. But he's going to have to do a little more research than that, obviously. So we are going to make a pros and cons list for these two teams. Now, personally, I feel like he feels like a big market guy. He feels like Atlanta. His girlfriend has an aspiring music career. He's obviously from there. They have an offensive head coach. He has Kyle Pitts, who kind of indicated briefly on Twitter that this might be happening anyway and then deleted it. It is a respected owner and brands, and his personal quarterback coach, Quincy Avery, lives in Atlanta as well. I feel like Atlanta, for mostly off the field things, really feels like the better place. Now, as I mentioned, these are both incomplete teams. So what are the cons for Atlanta? Not a good defense, pretty much no weapons, and a bad offensive line. So on the field, the Falcons are not quite as appealing as the Saints, which we will get to next. But overall, I do feel like he feels like a better fit in Atlanta. Now, let's look at the pros for the Saints. Respected owner, obviously. This is a championship organization. Very effective front office. They've made a lot of good moves over the years. And they have a strong defense with lots of leaders and veterans. They're good every single year. So some stuff on the field that is good. We didn't mention much with Atlanta outside of Kyle Pitts. What are the cons for New Orleans? We don't have any idea what's going on with Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara for different reasons. But Michael Thomas might end up leaving in this trade if it ends up happening. They have a defensive coach who's failed before. And he's replacing a legendary quarterback in Drew Brees. Now, I realize there's a year in between, but they're looking for their next franchise guy, which is why overall I feel like you go with your gut in this situation if you're Deshaun Watson. Because I love New Orleans. I'm a huge fan of the city of New Orleans. I think the Saints are a very well-run organization, but I don't know what's going on at coach, and that would make me nervous, especially the way that the league is trending. But you're making a decision if you're Deshaun Watson on your extended future, 10 years, 12 years from now. This is a long-term move. So the state that both of these teams are in right now won't necessarily be the case 2 or 3 years from now. I don't think it's a win-now situation, even if Deshaun Watson goes there. So he needs to project out when making this decision. We'll talk to Mary Kay Cabot in a few minutes, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Browns beat writer. But first, let's get to Alex Curry with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, the Rams announced that they are going to be signing wide receiver Allen Robinson to a 3-year deal. It's reportedly worth $45 million with $30 million guaranteed. Robinson spent his last 4 seasons with the Bears and put up back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons in 2019 and 2020. And despite bringing in another receiver, the Rams are still hoping to re-sign OBJ. Now, OBJ is expected to return reportedly in November, which is when he joined the Rams last season. He's kind of on that LA timetable, you know, just showing up fashion to be late. But remember, they also have the best wide receiver in the game, Cooper Kupp, who is the reigning offensive player of the year. He won the wide receiver triple crown, the Super Bowl MVP. Oh, and Robert Woods will be coming back too. Reportedly, they are getting calls on his availability. It seems like the wide receiver position is kind of the only position the Rams didn't really need to get more and better at. But hey, when you have someone that good on the market, why not grab them?
Yeah, and the rich get richer. This is what the Rams do. We didn't think that they needed Odell. And what happened? Robert Woods got hurt and Odell was extremely important.
Difference maker.
I don't know that you can be too deep at the wide receiver position. That is something that a lot of these teams, when we started the show talking about Green Bay, that is a place that needs wide receivers. Atlanta. So why not? Allen Robinson is a great player. And if you look at the numbers that he's put up and the quarterbacks that have been throwing to him, that makes it even more impressive. So I love this move for the Rams. I love it for Allen Robinson. And they may end up keeping Robert Woods.
Why not?
In the long run, because he has to come back from an injury as well. Yeah. So they have a great, great group of weapons with the Super Bowl winning Rams. And I love how they do business. So I think this is a great move for them.
I am all for it. Obviously, though, born and raised in L.A., the hometown team, and it's a star-studded place.
Yeah, but it's also a position that has become a premium now.
Yeah.
And if you want to stay competitive in a very tough division, you need to have weapons. So why not add another one?
Way to go, Rams. Well, moving on, Carson Wentz will get another fresh start when he takes the field for the Washington Commanders next season. And head coach Ron Rivera is very confident that Wentz can be the team's long-term solution at the quarterback position. Take a listen.
I believe it is. I believe it's what we're looking for. His skill set speaks very well for us, especially with what we want to do and how we want to attack our opponents. The message, more so than anything else, is that we believe in him. I mean, that's why we went and did it. My intent was to make sure he knew it, to make sure he understood that it was, because we believe in him, we want him here, that he is wanted here, and I think that helps make the transition a little bit easier.
He's saying all the right things, but remember, this is Carson Wentz's third team in 3 years. They are going all in on him. If it doesn't work out, this is going to be really tough for both parties. What do you do after that?
Well, first of all, I just have to say, I just love Ron Rivera.
The best.
I mean, what a likable guy.
Oh, yeah.
I love Ron Rivera. Carson Wentz,
Give it to us. Be
look,
real.
I don't think that Carson Wentz is a bad player.
Yeah.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a franchise guy. As you mentioned, he's on his third team. In both exits, we heard rumblings of locker room issues and coaching issues.
Leadership
issues. He wasn't available.
Yeah.
He fell apart at the end of the season. I just think he has wild swings, and you have to pay for that if you bring in a guy like that. He's just not consistent enough for me. And I think it's exaggerated how so much success he has had, because he had that fake MVP season that everybody talks about. Like, he won the MVP and he didn't win the MVP. He had a nice season that year before he got hurt. I'm acknowledging that.
Okay.
He's also the number one offensive line in the league. And they went on to win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. So pretty good team around them.
Yeah.
Right? Not taking anything away from what he did, but he didn't win the MVP and it's been trouble ever since.
Yep.
So I think he's a huge upgrade for them.
Mm-hmm.
I would have taken him in Pittsburgh, and I think this is a good third stop for him, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it definitely was the right move for Washington.
Exactly. We'll see how it goes. Switching gears, the first round of the men's NCAA tournament kicked off yesterday, and there were a handful of upsets with 5-seed UConn and Iowa exiting the tournament early. But the biggest one of the day was 2-seed Kentucky falling to 15-seed St. Peter's, 85-79 in an overtime thriller. And this is just the first time Kentucky has lost in the first round under head coach John Calipari. Now, you have to expect that there's going to be a couple of big upsets. That's the beauty of the tournament. That is the madness. You want to see these Cinderella stories, and that's why I love seeing these underdogs come through. And I'm not totally mad. Does it mess up our brackets? Oh, yeah. I think we talked about it on the top of the show. You had Kentucky in your
Final Four.
I had them in my Elite Eight, and then I had Iowa in my Final Four. That was my big hit. But I'm all for an underdog and Cinderella story, so... Guys,
yeah,
mess up my bracket.
You know what? I'm going to take the other side.
Yeah.
Congrats to St. Peter's.
Thank you.
Great win. Great win for the program. Congrats
there we go.
To you.
There yeah. we go.
We're always talking about the big dogs
no,
that go
it's
down.
Huge.
Congrats
underdogs.
To St. Peter's. That's an incredible
We're cheering
win.
For the underdogs this time around.
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to change. I don't want to lose the fun of the bracket and just say it doesn't matter because it's going to bust, but... Congrats to St. Peter's.
Go do it.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That's Alex with the news. All right. Very excited for this. Mary Kay Cabot is joining us now on The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today. She's the Browns beat writer at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. I am a huge fan of yours. I'll start with that. And I'm very excited to talk to you for multiple reasons. But full disclosure, I'm from Pittsburgh. So I'm a Pittsburgh girl. So I've had plenty of beefs with Cleveland. But I did buy into Baker Mayfield temporarily. And then slowly he started to lose me. And the final straw for me was when you reported that Baker has differences that he needs to resolve with Kevin Stefanski. And they need to happen soon if they're going to coexist next season. Also, some names on the radar will be on the radar if they don't, is what you reported. And he came back and said, clickbait, you and many other Cleveland local media continue to be drama-stirring reporters with no sources or fact. Don't put words in my mouth so you can put food on the table. I'm not your puppet. Now, we are here today on March 18th, 2022, and you are correct and Baker is wrong. But before we even knew how this was all going to play out, I didn't appreciate the extreme nature and way that he took to address a report he disagreed with, which obviously has turned out to be wildly true. But what was your reaction when Baker tweeted that?
Well, it was kind of like my son's when my 25-year-old son said, hey, Baker, I've got news for you. My mom hasn't put food on the table in 25 years. So so we had a little bit of a laugh about that. But no, you know what? Baker's an emotional guy. It was an emotional time. He came off a very frustrating season, one in which he wanted to play really well and get an extension. And so, I understand that sort of thing. And I also really understand the 20-something mindset. So, it didn't really, rattle me too much. But I was told subsequently that he actually did not read that column that I wrote, which had a lot of pro Baker stuff in it. I mean, I really delved deep into all of the extenuating circumstances that he had last year and the reasons why he probably should sit down with Kevin Stefanski and try to iron out their differences. I was trying to offer him a path forward where he could come back to the Cleveland Browns in his final season, have a really good year, and these guys could go on to live happily ever after. So I don't know, maybe if he would ever go back and read it at some point, he might see that it wasn't what he thought it was.
That makes me even more frustrated about that situation. Not surprising at all, though. We're talking to Mary Kay Cabot. So what was the breaking point for the Browns with Baker? Because obviously they did have the meeting with Deshaun Watson. So there had to be something where they said, okay, we're going to move forward. We're going to try and move forward with someone else.
Well, I think they've said all along, and they really held to that they would look at all the available veteran quarterbacks in the draft, that they would, if they found some that they liked, they would kick the tires on them, they would explore some things, and they did just that. It shouldn't come as any surprise to anybody. Baker was 27th in the NFL last year with an 83.1 rating. He's heading into the final year of his contract. Why wouldn't you look into and kick the tires on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, and Deshaun Watson, whoever else becomes available? So I don't think anybody anybody can fault them for that. They made no pretenses about not doing that. And at the same time, they said, sure, we expect Baker to come back. We fully expect him to come back and be our starter next year. They didn't see any opportunities out there that they thought actually would come to fruition. So this is business. This is how business is done. Look at what Jimmy Garoppolo had to do last year. Jimmy had to go out, play some football, and he took his team to the NFC Championship game. So I think that's the kind of way that Baker should approach this.
Oh, I agree, but this isn't how Baker approaches things. So I would disagree that this is how business is done, because, you know, the Chiefs aren't doing that. The Rams aren't doing that. The Bills aren't doing that. You know, if you have a real franchise guy, you're not exploring other options on the market. And, you know, there was a report that they wanted an adult in the room. I think it was Chris Mortensen that reported that. They want an adult in the room. And I believe that much of Baker's immaturity and actions helped to agitate a situation where if he had been acting like a franchise quarterback, they might not be considering moving on from him. How much of the noise is playing a part in the Browns wanting to look elsewhere?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think that this regime does want a certain type of leadership, a certain type of player, especially at the quarterback position. So I think that had something to do with it. But I also think that it's driven a lot by what you're seeing on the field. I mean, he just had the worst season of his career. And yes, some of that had to do with the fact that he had a fully torn labrum. But some of it was that, you know, he just didn't play well himself. And there were a lot of other things involved. Jarvis was hurt. Kareem Hunt was hurt. Jack Conklin missed most of the season. So he did have a lot on his plate for a young quarterback. Odell Beckham Jr., that whole saga really rattled him. So there were a lot of things that caused this thing to be bubbling under the surface. And I think that from Baker's standpoint, the Deshaun Watson visit was really just the straw that broke the camel's back. He has been disillusioned since, I would say, about midway through last season, and you know, sort of feeling like he wasn't in the best position to win games.
We're talking to Mary Kay Cabot, Browns beat writer for Cleveland.com, the Plain Dealer, and analyst for WKYC-TV. Covered the Browns for a very long time. What's the fans' pulse on Baker right now? Because as I mentioned, I'm a Pittsburgh girl, so sometimes Cleveland fans get upset with me, which is fine. We have lots of championships, so I just go look at those. But I do see a bit of a shift in the energy towards Baker Mayfield, which I think is, again, on him, but he's losing a little bit of the allure of the underdog, tough guy thing that won over Cleveland fans to begin with.
Well, I would say that this is just an incredibly polarizing topic. Half of the fan base still loves Baker Mayfield and wishes he, you know, were going to be here and help them win games and do all of the things that he promised to do when he was first drafted. And I think there is just maybe 40, 50% of the fan base that is now like, okay, this is enough. Let's see what else could possibly be out there. And, you know, a trade request, I think, does, you know, end up turning off a lot of people, because you want to know that somebody is all in with your football team, regardless of what happens, regardless if business is conducted and they have to look around at other quarterbacks. So I would say it's a divided fan base right now. But the important thing to note in all of this is I really do believe the Browns when they say they have no intentions of trading him. And I do think that Baker is going to have to come back and find a way to play football in First Energy Stadium in front of these fans for the Cleveland Browns.
Ooh, talking to Mary Kay Cabot. So they obviously denied the trade request. You don't think that they're going to try to bring in and say a Jimmy Garoppolo or someone else, a Jameis Winston or somebody else that's on the market?
You know, never say never, because we've all seen crazier things happen. But I do believe that right now their intent is to bring back Baker Mayfield, to have him be the starting quarterback, even though he doesn't want that right now. I think that, you know, they feel he's under contract. He's their best option for right now. And they're not going to just trade him for the sake of trading him. If they find another situation for them that they feel is an upgrade, a clear-cut upgrade for them at quarterback that will help them get to where they want to go next season, then they will do it. But just because he wants out right now, that's not happening. They've turned down other trade requests before. They are doing it again in this situation. And again, if something falls in their lap, something great falls in their lap that they can get their hands on, then they'll do it. If not, they expect him to be the guy.
Woo. Well, we will watch and see what happens. It's been a chaotic March, that's for sure. And I can't tell you. I really admire your work a lot. And that tweet, I was like, oh, I'm done, sir. I'm out. No, thank you. To put food on the table? I love that your son said that, though.
Yeah, we had a little bit of fun with it. And of course, you know, my kids, my family had, you know, a little bit of fun yesterday with, you know, some of the things we could, you know, I could have said, but didn't, because I always try to do the right thing. You have to take the high road in these kinds of situations. And I really don't have anything against Baker Mayfield. I hope he has a successful career.
Yeah, I don't either, but I'm more petty. So I'll take a little road for you, Mary Kay. Thank you so much for coming on. Really appreciate it. You do amazing work, and keep it up. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Mary Kay Cabot, writer at Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. She makes a good point. She was 100% right on that report. And he said she made it up to put food on the table.
And she did not.
She was 100% right.
Oh, yeah.
Every word of it was correct. We have seen it. They took a meeting with Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
They did not figure things out with the coaching and the front office and Baker Mayfield. That's my issue. When you try to dispute something, this is my issue with Baker Mayfield and the self-awareness thing. If you're going to dispute something and be accusatory and inflammatory at someone that covers you for a living, who, by the way, has covered this team long before you got there.
Yeah.
At an excellent level, if you're going to go that far, you better be right.
Well, also read the entire article.
Well, yes, she did mention that he didn't read it, which is 0% surprising.
Yeah.
But if you're going to dispute even just the headline, you better be right. And she was 100% right. And it wasn't even outrageous when she reported it. As she mentioned, he did not have a good season.
No.
We all know he was injured.
Yeah.
If you're on the field, your injury is so severe that you are causing your team to lose, you are too injured to play.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this with any kind of insensitivity. If I stub my toe, I'm not coming to work. But there's different levels here. Like, we all know guys play through injuries. But if you're too injured, you can't be out there. You're not only a detriment to the team, you're a detriment to yourself. You're hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's part of what happened this year. But it's also the addition of all of this type of stuff.
Yeah.
Which I understand why the Cleveland front office would want someone in the building who's not going to pour on when things are going badly. Wild.
That was great.
Didn't even read the article.
And she has sons his age. So, like, that makes it even better. It's like, okay, child, I know how to handle this.
Good on her.
I know how to handle this.
She could have, she's lovely. She took the high road.
She has sons.
Yeah. They call me Queen Petty, so I do not, whatever low is, dig deeper. That's where I'm going to go. That's just how I get down. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today alongside Alex Curry. So, it has been a wild anarchy, madness, chaos, free agency period. Who are the winners and losers so far? That's next on The Herd.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd alongside Alex Curry on this very, very wild Friday. It's a lot going on. Thank you to Mary-Kate Cabot for just an illuminating interview.
Oh, that was epic.
She's amazing. Baker didn't even read the article.
No. No. I think that was the... I don't know why I felt shocked, but it's like you don't bash someone unless you understand and read the whole piece.
But that's what people do now. They just read the headline. They don't bother to educate themselves on anything. Yes, I'm on a high horse right now. Sometimes I do that too. But I'm not going to come at somebody's neck and not bother to read the article. Anyway, this has been a wild free agency period. There's still a lot of moves that can still be made. But we will do a premature, because it's not finished, obviously, winner and losers of free agency right now. We'll talk to Will Blackman at the top of the hour, get into some of these a little deeper. But let's start with the winners of free agency so far, starting with the Broncos. I am a huge Russell Wilson fan. I do not believe he is washed, as the internet would tell you. They also added Randy Gregory, DJ Jones, Josie Jewell, lost Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Lock, Noah Fant, and Shelby Harris. I love the addition of Russell Wilson. I think he is going to be transformative for that organization. I don't know if they win this year in the way that Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady had the immediate impact. That might be a little unprecedented to expect, but he is certainly going to have a major impact on this team. I do think they win a championship in his tenure there, and I love this move for the Broncos and for him. I think it was a good exit. We'll talk about Seattle in a little bit, but I'm excited for this. And I think the Broncos have had a nice, nice A-plus offseason so far.
Mm-hmm.
Next is the Raiders. Devontae Adams. That happened yesterday. That's a pretty big deal. Also added Chandler Jones, which I absolutely love. They lost Zay Jones, Casey Hayward, Nicholas Morrow. Obviously, the draft is still coming up. They did lose some draft picks in the trade for Davante Adams, but the Raiders had a nice season, despite it being completely and utterly dysfunctional. They have Derek Carr, who I have a lot of respect for, and my respect just rose over this past season. Now he has the best receiver in the league to throw to. I love what the Raiders have done. Really weren't even really talking about them. Chandler Jones was really the biggest move to me so far for them, but adding Davante Adams takes it into another stratosphere. I love this move for the Raiders. The Chargers. Everyone really felt like the Chargers had the best offseason outside of the Broncos, I think, so far. But I love the addition of Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson, who we will talk to later on in the show as well, and Sebastian Joseph Day. Khalil Mack is going to have an immediate impact, I believe, for the L.A. Chargers this year. They're going to not have to rely on him to be the biggest star on the team. They have an offense that can put up points so he can go and hunt. I love the situation for him. Love it. Chargers offseason, definitely winners. The Steelers. Look, I'm being a little biased here. I know Steelers fans are a little confused about the Mitchell Trubisky move. I am much higher on it than most people. I also love that they built up the interior of the offensive line. They needed an upgrade at quarterback. This was a good move. Steelers have had a nice, quiet offseason outside of Mitchell Trubisky. And then obviously the Buccaneers. I mean, look, you get Tom Brady back. That's a pretty good offseason. And they added Russell Gage, which is great. Lost Antonio Brown, Shaq Mason, and Logan Ryan. They did have some losses as well, but they could also be getting Gronk back, and there's some talk that Tom Brady is recruiting Julio Jones, so their offseason could get even better. They were definitely winners this offseason. All right, losers, Packers. Well, you lose Davante Adams. That's pretty significant. Also, Za'Darius Smith, Equanimeous St. Brown. They do not have a lot of weapons, but they got Aaron Rodgers on a new contract, so there's that. Probably have a great regular season. What a shocking prediction. Seahawks are a disaster. I mean, you can't run it back with Drew Lock this year. Losing Russell Wilson is obviously devastating to the organization. He was the face of the organization. I think they'll probably make another move to bring in another quarterback. Maybe they'll draft one. It just seems weird that they didn't have some sort of plan. Colts, I think it was a panic move to move off of Carson Wentz. Mm-hmm. I don't love it. I do love the addition of Yannick Ngakoue, but they don't have a quarterback right now, so that's an L. The Cowboys have lost a lot of pieces. Amari Cooper, Cedric Wilson Jr., Randy Gregory. They've lost a lot of pieces. So they're kind of getting picked apart right now. And year to year, obviously, every team is different. But this division is not going to be as bad as it was last year. I'm concerned about the Cowboys. And finally, the Chiefs. Don't panic, Chiefs fans. I'm not saying you're going to lose this season. I'm just saying right now, the division has gotten a lot better, as we just reviewed. I also do not like moving on from Tyrann Mathieu. I think he is a disruptor and a difference maker. But those are our winners and losers so far for the offseason. We'll talk to Will Blackman and why I think the Allen Robinson addition for the Rams is a big deal, even with a loaded wide receiver room. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd on The Herd.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.